Welcome to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out with Julie Caraccio. Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., Julie interviews experts on all areas of clutter, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. Learn easy to implement tips on how to release clutter and get organized to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. An award-winning professional organizer and coach, Julie also shares suggestions to help you live clutter-free for a more joyful and fulfilling life.
Hey everyone, Rachel and I hit it off so well during this interview, we decided to team together. We did a lot of research to find quality oils to create tailored mixtures to support you in releasing clutter and moving forward. There are lots of multi-level marketing companies out there that require you to sign up, buy a lot, get others to sign up, and are sometimes really expensive when you want to buy just one or two things. We wanted to offer you an alternative to try essential oils and aromatherapy, especially if it's new to you. Our high-quality customized blends not only support you in releasing clutter, but also in areas where we have seen many people struggle, in forgiveness, gratitude, and more. Check out our store at reawakenyourbrilliance.com to learn more. Hey everyone, one of the reasons I do this show is to present to you a variety of things that can help you clear clutter. And we're going to be thinking outside the box today. I was on social media and saw our guest on someone else's Google Plus account, and I'm like, aromatherapy, essential oils for releasing clutter. How brilliant is that? I've just started to learn about essential oils, so I'm very excited. I'm going to be learning a lot today. But clearing clutter and getting organized isn't a cookie-cutter solution. So that's why we have a variety of guests so you can find what works for you and have that aha moment to help you release clutter. Rachel Seavey is a professional organizer with a passion for helping those with hoarding disorder and chronic disorganization. In her work as a professional organizer, she helps others shed their emotional and physical clutter, regaining control of their environment and working towards the life they want. Rachel enhances her organizing sessions with the power of affirmations and aromatherapy. She enjoys creating a relaxing ambiance in the midst of chaos and clearing spaces of stagnant energy once the physical clutter has been removed. Rachel is a single mom to a 7-year-old wonder and loves her two dogs and bearded dragons. Welcome, Rachel.
Hi, Julie. Thank you for having me.
We are thrilled to have you, but first things first, what on earth is a bearded dragon?
A bearded dragon is a reptile from Australia. This is my second one. They have a great personality. For a lizard, they're extremely loyal and loving. They're really a fun pet to have.
Okay, well, I had to ask about that. My husband loves dragons, although I don't know if I'm going to tell him about that. I'm not sure if our cat Joey would enjoy that or not. So that's, see, I learned something already. Now let's get started. Can you briefly explain what is aromatherapy and what are essential oils?
Sure, absolutely. Aromatherapy is the use of essential oils from plants for healing. Although the word aroma makes you think that it has to be inhaled, I personally like to use essential oils rubbed into the skin. Some people like to ingest them. I really don't recommend that. I certainly don't recommend using any kind of aromatherapy without asking your physician first, especially if you're pregnant. And essential oils are concentrated extracts. They're derived from the roots and the leaves and the seeds or the blossoms of plants. And so each plant contains its own mix of active ingredients, and this mix determines what the oil is used for. Some history: the ancient Chinese, Indians, Egyptians, Greeks, and Romans used essential oils in their cosmetics and their beauty products and perfumes. But aromatherapy didn't really get popular in the United States until the 1980s.
Fantastic. So how can aromatherapy help us release clutter?
Well, aromatherapy can help us release physical clutter, mental clutter, emotional clutter, spiritual clutter, and you can use it by putting the aroma into the air. I like to use peppermint oil for physical clutter. For mental clutter, I like to use lavender. It really helps relieve anxiety and stress and depression. Spiritual clutter, I like to use rose. It really gives you a sense of well-being. And emotional clutter, I really like to use the combination of rosemary and myrrh.
So. Oh, I like that. That sounds, rosemary and myrrh, I'm going to have to try that. Now, what should someone look for when looking for a quality oil? And I so appreciate that you talked about not ingesting oils, because I know that you can do that, but I always want everyone to be really careful, because you just can Google and find out about how people have burned themselves or have horrible, horrible accidents. So do you have any advice for people to know that they're getting a good quality oil?
Absolutely. There are a lot of synthetic products, candles, lotions, and stuff on the market. You absolutely want to make sure that they're made with high-grade quality essential oils. And a fabulous resource is the National Association for Holistic Aromatherapy. And you can go on there and poke around and see if it's something that you'd be interested in.
What other benefits are there besides helping you release clutter to aromatherapy that you've found?
Well, there are a lot of benefits to using aromatherapy and essential oils. We could go A to Z. There's acne, burns, constipation, dandruff, eczema, feng shui. I could just go on. There's a lot of good stuff out there, although not scientifically proven. There's a lot of good stuff out there.
What can you share some examples of where you've used aromatherapy with your clients and how they've benefited?
Oh, absolutely. First, can I share just a few more warnings?
Oh, please, please.
Pregnant people, my sister's pregnant, so I just want to make sure pregnant people, women, people with severe asthma, people with allergies, people undergoing chemotherapy should really not try aromatherapy unless their physician knows about it. I personally use essential oils in my sessions. I'm very lucky to be in the San Francisco Bay Area. A lot of my clients are very open-minded, and it's pretty obvious if they like aromatherapy. There's usually a lot of essential oil bottles everywhere, so it's kind of easy for me to tune in with the clients that are open to this kind of work. And I like to create a specialized roll-on oil that I dab on my wrists and my heart and behind my ears. And a lot of times clients will say, oh, that smells so good, and I will leave them with a little bit to use and work with throughout the session and then after our sessions. Feedback that I get is that it really helps them feel grounded. It helps them feel secure. It's kind of a neat bond to create with a client as well, especially if someone's really open to it.
Wonderful. And so I know that you work with hoarders, so I'm thinking that just from, as we mentioned earlier, about a physical thing, after cleaning out, I don't work with hoarders. I volunteered on one hoarding project, but I would think that some smells might come up, and so that would be a great use for it.
It really is. There are a lot of strong odors on most of the jobs that I'm on, so it's kind of nice to get some peppermint and some grapefruit, open up the windows, and kind of let all that stagnant air out. We all appreciate it. And they actually make N95. I don't want to promote this, but they do make N95 respirators with a lavender essential oil in them. So that's kind of fun. That's something I personally use.
Fantastic. I did not know that. Now, you also do smudging, and you sage. So I love that. Whenever I leave a place, I smudge it. And whenever I move to a place, I smudge it. Now, I've been smudging for years, and I don't remember how I heard about it, but I'm in my office now, but in our bedroom, I use a seashell, because I read that in one of my feng shui books, so I walk around with my little sage and do smudging. So tell us about that and how you've used that with clients.
I always ask clients first if it's okay to smudge. Most clients are really open to it, especially with the really severe hoarding homes. Sometimes there's a lot of trauma and there's a lot of stagnant energy in there, and we like to just clear the place. Once we've removed the clutter and done the extreme cleaning, the deep cleaning, we like to just smudge it and kind of get all that bad energy out there and kind of have a fresh start. I know history-wise, a smudge stick is an indigenous American tradition. It's called the sacred smoke bowl blessing, and it's a spiritual cleansing technique to call upon spirits of various sacred plants, such as sage, to drive away negative energy and to restore balance to the individual and as well as their space.
Well, I'm a firm believer of it. I believe, you know, clutter is literally stuck, stagnant energy. No matter what your beliefs are, everything is made of energy. And you can feel it when you walk into a place that's cluttered, and then when you clear it out, you can literally feel the difference. And I think smudging and using sage is just a great little way to take it a step further to clear the space and make it your own.
I absolutely agree.
Now, are there any other benefits using aromatherapy to release clutter that you haven't touched on that you'd like to share?
If people are open-minded, I suggest before a decluttering session to take a cool wash rag and put a couple drops of some sort of citrus essential oil, grapefruit, lemon, orange, and just kind of inhale it a few times to kind of get your energy going before you start decluttering, whether on your own or with some help. And then after the session, to kind of just wind down, taking a warm washcloth with some lavender and just doing the same thing, just kind of breathing it in and getting back to a centered self.
I love that. I think that's a great exercise, even if you're not decluttering, just to kind of center yourself and ground yourself. Now, have you used aromatherapy? Because one of my things that I want to learn is in cleaners. And when I'm working with clients after we declutter, if they say, I'm also very passionate about being green, I say, if you can take it to the next level, get green in your cleaning, because indoor pollution is more of a concern these days sometimes than outdoor pollution. And that's a way, one, it can save you money, it smells better with all the toxins and things. So have you ever used aromatherapy in cleaning?
I have. That's funny you asked that question. I originally started with a Lyme disease client of mine that was extremely sensitive to any kind of scents and smells. And together we created a vodka water, don't judge, and lemon cleaner. And that worked really well. That really helped clean up, and she really enjoyed that as well. And so we actually kept it around, and we used it on a lot of different jobs. It really seemed to go over. I'm in, like I said, the San Francisco Bay Area, so we're very green here. And it's a great alternative to, like you said, spending a lot of money on things at the grocery store.
Now, Rachel, you are the lucky winner. You are the first person I'm interviewing that gets this question. I've added a new question for all my interviewees. Can you share an area where you struggled with clutter and how did you overcome it?
Wow, that's a great question. I think I struggle with clutter as far as wanting to do a lot in my life and having to constantly balance work with life. It feels like emotional clutter when I want to be with my 7-year-old and do all his events, and then I have to be, you know, cleaning up cockroaches in the middle of the ghetto. So it's really hard for me to try and balance that out, and it does weigh on me like emotional clutter.
And so what have you done to help remove that emotional clutter?
I've really tried to balance my work life. I've really been trying to schedule out my appointments so that they don't there isn't a conflict when my son has his jiu-jitsu tournaments or his little school parties, and it's been working out well. I have a wonderful team, and so letting go of the control, I guess, was the big clutter issue for me, to be honest, was just letting my team do their job and letting myself do stuff that I need to do for my personal well-being.
Outstanding. Now, we've had a great conversation today regarding aromatherapy and essential oils to release clutter, but I'd like you to share one last tip in any area that you'd like to help people release clutter.
Okay, I would say that you should eliminate negative clutter, negative energy, negative people, negative media, negative music, negative conversations, and just do your best to avoid people and stuff and things that are not enhancing your life.
I think that's fantastic, and I think I'm with you 1,000% on that. Now share with people where they can find out more information about you, or if you have anything, books, whatever that you'd like to share.
Absolutely. Everything that you will need to know about me, you can find on, I have two websites. The first one is www.collectorcare.com. And the second website, which is an essential oil website, is essentially, and then the hyphen symbol, organized.com.
Well, tell us a little bit about that. What is on your essentially-organized.com?
I have 5 different levels of oils that I have created for clutter. I'm a huge subscriber, fan for the Institute of Challenging Disorganization, so I kind of based it on their 5 levels of clutter. Each one is created specifically for each level. So I have one that's for light to moderate clutter. I have one that's for moderate clutter. And then I have a couple for severe clutter and more of the severe trauma clients that I've created. And I'm just having fun with it. There's so much that I need to learn about it. So I don't know if anyone else has any ideas. I'd love for them to somehow connect.
Well, I think you're the first person that I've heard of that is doing this, and I'm so glad I asked this question, because that to me is working with ICD and the levels, and you've created aromatherapy. I think that's just amazing. And so are these, someone could go to your website and like, okay, I've been diagnosed level 2, and they can get the oil, because you also mentioned you do customized oils, correct?
Absolutely. They can go ahead and order what I've already kind of provided, and it's trying not to make it a conflict of interest. I don't want people with hoarding disorder just buying up a ton, just one or two for decluttering and for emotional well-being. The custom ones are the ones that I make with my clients kind of on the spot, if I have oils with me or if I've been thinking about them and I think that there's something that might be helping them with scent. I also have clients that are totally open to let me experiment with different scents on them, so I'm really lucky to have that kind of feedback.
Well, I think that's wonderful, and Yahoo, and good on you for thinking outside the box, because again, this is what gets me excited to do this show, is because someone listening to this will have an aha moment and be like, oh my gosh, here's an alternative for me to release clutter. You know, most of us are visual learners, but some of us learn by listening and some of us learn by touch, and smell to me would be a great alternative as well. So thank you for being a pioneer in this field.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks again for having me. It's been really fun.
All right, everyone. We had a great stuff for you on clearing clutter through aromatherapy. So go out, release some clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. Hey everyone, Rachel and I hit it off so well during this interview, we decided to team together. We did a lot of research to find quality oils to create tailored mixtures to support you in releasing clutter and moving forward. There are lots of multi-level marketing companies out there that require you to sign up, buy a lot, get others to sign up, and are sometimes really expensive when you want to buy just one or two things. We wanted to offer you an alternative to try essential oils and aromatherapy, especially if it's new to you. Our high-quality customized blends not only support you in releasing clutter, but also in areas where we have seen many people struggle, in forgiveness, gratitude, and more. Check out our store at reawakenyourbrilliance.com to learn more.
Thanks for tuning in to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. Sign up for our newsletter and receive a free copy of 10 Clutter-Free Living Tips. Ready to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire? Learn about Julie's coaching, ebooks, online monthly decluttering classes, how to organize your life, office hours, and her unique clutter-free living mastermind at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. You can also watch all episodes on YouTube or download on iTunes and more. Join us next Tuesday at 1 p.m. Remember, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step.